Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Peirce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Peirce. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The right fielder, Don White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards the mound. Peirce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Peirce covering, for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guerra moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guerra moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerra scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krasnick hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostrowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra bunts towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Pierce covering. Safe. Suter moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Guerra moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guerra. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Guerra steals third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick has Guerra trapped. There's the throw to Malone and back to Krasnick, who tags Guerra for the out. Fowler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fowler scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Krasnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Guerra hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field. Vallo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Zernial moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Zernial scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Krasnick, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Fain steals third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Krasnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.